second...
The mics aren't even open yet. You're just, like, doing a whole shtick.
I don't even like that Kingdom Hearts 3 is the first trailer in the background. I don't want to ever see that trailer again. I want to see the game in my hands. That's what I want.
This is why I still haven't played them. Because I don't want to be you right now.
That's not fair. See, you didn't know, but like, you made the right decision. If I had known at 10 years old that like this game would not come out for 10 years, I just wouldn't have played it. I just wouldn't have.
I see. But you judge me every freaking week that I haven't played it. What is with that?
I'm like, it's both. It's a weird thing, right? Like,
what is the thing? You can't just take a dramatic pause.
Like, it's a good game and you should play it, but like also at the same time, I don't want you to suffer. Like, I don't wish this pain upon anyone else. That they have to sit down and just wait.
I mean,
and wait.
I think you're just being a salty spittoon
I
here.
I think you're right. No, that's fair. You waited for Beyond Good and Evil 2, so it's only fair.
I've waited so long.
It wasn't even announced and you waited. You know what I mean?
Like, I knew in my heart of hearts it would come out.
Like, there was a real chance this wasn't coming out, which is fair. So I can respect you guys for waiting through that. That's very fair.
All right. Well, so, welcome back, guys, to the Power Cycle Podcast. Hope you missed us in our week off. If you didn't, rude.
Yeah, really, geez.
Just rude.
Why are you here then?
I am Mike Knowles.
I am Jack Barron. Hello.
And welcome to our weekly game show where we run down some of the news from the last week that we want to talk about with you guys. Run over to this week's game releases, give you guys our picks for the game releases that you guys should check out for the week, and of course have a conversation with you guys at the end about any of the stories we talked about today, or you getting our opinion on any stories we didn't talk about, or just ask us what we have for breakfast. I had nothing.
I'm trying to eat breakfast anymore.
Yeah, I'm not a breakfast guy.
I think it's intermittent fasting.
Anything I eat for breakfast is just not healthy. Unless I have like a little bit of eggs, but too much protein.
That's like the realization of real life sometimes is that breakfast is like pancakes, French toast. Like, it's never anything like...
It's just all like, dessert foods without like icing and stuff.
It's like, just like, ooh, what should I have for breakfast today? I think I'll start off with a cake with sugar on top. Maybe some whipped cream
too. Syrup.
You know, like, it's just completely unhealthy way to start the day.
It's like, oh, yeah, you gotta start strong when you're cookie crunch.
Now, I say that I had French toast about 2 days ago. So, I'm just, so don't listen to me. I'm a liar. So...
Okay.
Do what you want with your life.
You're the master of your own destiny.
Yes, it is your choice to do what you want to do.
Yes. Okay, so anyway, we have some great stories for this week. On the docket this week is the fallout of IGN's plagiarism controversy, GTA 5 cheats going to court, libraries being less than mobile games, serious gaming worth a lot of money, and of course, again, out this week in our conversation with you guys. Seems exciting.
Dude, these are all, like, interesting stories. These
I would like to say to anyone that's going to be watching or listening the full thing through, it's going to be really depressing stories the first three through, just about really shitty people doing really shitty things.
Yeah, it
is. And then we're going to get to, like, a pretty cool story.
It is all very strange. It's like CNN tonight of, like, stories.
It's just like a who's who of the shittiest people in gaming
right now. Yeah, it is very strange. But, Mike, I believe this first one is your story.
Yes, okay. So, to start off, so we weren't here last week. The whole story started breaking last Monday.
Yeah, I've been seeing it, like, pop up on my feed.
And then we didn't have a show last week. And then part two started, like, early, like wrapped up when we would have had the show last Sunday until, like, this last Monday, Tuesday. And now it's kind of late news. But I kind of still want to talk about it because I think it's still a really good discussion to have. So, IGN had a review of Dead Cells go up. A video review posted by, I believe, their lead editor or lead editorials for Nintendo Switch. Or Nintendo in general, it might have been. But basically, like, their head Switch guy was in charge of making this review. Notably also, this review went through no editorial checks outside of himself. So he made the whole thing, and there was no one to stopgap it and like watch it and be like, huh, interesting. I feel like I've seen this somewhere.
I feel like I've read this entire thing.
Yeah,
but
I mean, not that it was readable. Anyway, so goes up, and what ends up happening is that it turns out that he basically almost word for word plagiarized someone else's Dead Cells reviewed. There's two very notable things about this. First of all, is that the plagiarism is like the kind of shit you do in high school when you're like, man, I really don't want to turn in this one-page paper, and I can't plagiarize. So you copy and paste a web article, and then you just rearrange the sentences, and you like change like three words. That's the kind of plagiarism. It wasn't even just like...
I'd rather you just take the whole thing.
Yeah, right?
Just take the whole thing.
This is the one note I would have put in here that I think is really notable, is that this guy would not have gotten away with this. Boomstick Gaming, which is the channel who he copied this from, actually broke embargo and put his review up early. And if he had not done that, there would not have been a review for him to watch, and thus he would have never got caught plagiarizing.
Wait, so the only... That is fascinating.
And it's also notable because we have found out, since the fallout, that he has plagiarized a shit ton of reviews in the past. This is not the first time.
He plagiarized his resume.
He plagiarized his resume. Well, I mean,
Granted, we've all done that. Yeah. Like, I've done that. Like, yeah, like that one I understood. I was like, really, this
that
one.
That one I was like, okay, that's just, like, funny, but yeah. it's like, come on. Like, yes. If your duties are that simple, your duties are just, like, also because you're trying to fit as much as you can in the one freaking page.
I understood that one more than anything.
I actually felt that one. I'm like, oh, guys, come on. That's a cheap shot.
Like, they called out and everything else, but that one, I was like, ooh. I was like, I relate to that one a little too hard. So, you lost me on that one.
He had, like, a FIFA one, notably, and, like, a bunch of other ones that he had done. But those ones, no one ever caught. So, if the Boomstick Gaming did not break embargo to release his review and beat everyone else to market with this review, there would not have been a review for him to plagiarize, thus he would not have plagiarized, thus he would not have got caught, thus he would still be working and probably doing more plagiarizing.
Fascinating.
It's super
weird. It's like
weird.
Watergate. Right?
It's like stupid Watergate.
This is interesting, though, because it is, I think, coming at a weird time where, again, like, I think people already are kind of moving away from pieces like IGN for their reviews. Like, I don't watch IGN reviews very often anymore, just because I don't think it's personal. Like, it doesn't have, like, that personal feel to it, because they are a company that needs people to watch or maybe get certain games, and if they were to go roast a certain game, that developer might not give them that game anymore.
Yeah, it's this weird thing where it's like, you're not, like, endorsed by this company, but your careers only exist because these companies
will give you the game.
Business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is, but also, but again, I think one of the cool, not the cool quotes, but like a good quote from it was a lot of the people who they spoke to were like, we never would think that someone would even bother plagiarizing.
Yeah.
Like, and I think if you're not, like, in this field, that might be hard to kind of, like, think about, like, why wouldn't someone do that? But, like, could you imagine if people, like, found out that we had plagiarized every single one of our, like, either videos?
Yeah,
it'd make no sense to them. Like,
we just copied all of our answers, even though there's only two answers.
Like, they might have been like, what? I don't understand. Why would they even bother doing that? Why did they do something else? Like, it is, like, even with the review, what is a review? Your thoughts? Like, you can't think of something? Like,
yeah.
Or even if you just watched a different review and you just go, okay, so there's glitches at this point. How do I write that in my own words? You could just make your own outline based off someone else's and be like, hey, I got some of these points from this guy's video, and you're fine. But you just went, I'm just going to take all of it and then throw it to the wind.
Now, since doing that, he's released and then deleted an apology video
where he
doesn't really apologize and also promotes his own channel. And this is all really relevant because, like, so he was originally a YouTuber and IGN got a lot of flack, actually, for bringing him on board when they did, because he'd only been, like, a YouTuber for, like, 9 months, and he picked up, like, a decent, like, YouTube following, but, like, definitely had not been, like, doing... Like, definitely had not been, like, in the space that long when they picked him up. So basically, it was kind of, like, self-promotion for his channel in a way. And also just, like, he half-handedly was, like, you're welcome to the YouTube channel he plagiarized. Because, like, the YouTube channel is, like, blown up now because, like, got them. He didn't apologize. Like, sorry. He was, like, yeah, you know, isn't that great that you got all this traffic? Or, like, it was something along that line.
The gaming industry is full of the weirdest people. Like, that's, but, like, it is full of the weirdest
so
people.
So there's this other weird thing where, so, like, he's not a writer or a journalist by trade. Like, he didn't go to school for journalism and that. He was a YouTuber. And then in addition, allegedly coming from, like, a lot of IGN employees have been speaking about this. They haven't been, like, just straight distancing himself. Most of the articles he's done at IGN apparently have been for Switch ports, because there hasn't been a lot of, like, original Switch sales come out since he got on board. And in that case, what actually ends up happening is, you take the original review that was written. So let's say, what's a game that went to Switch? Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
So you take the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy review that you already did, right?
Yeah.
He plays it for the Switch copy. And then he takes that whole thing and he adds a one paragraph amendment to anything relevant to the Switch.
Oh, so his job was basically, oh, this is perfect for him.
Right?
He was like,
so it's almost like, wait.
He's in the interview. So what is my job to do? Take reviews and just add a bit to them. Perfect.
Yeah, so, like,
I excel at this.
Like, is he maybe just that stupid? Like, did he actually maybe think that it was just okay because he doesn't have this journalism background? Because he just, like, that was his job mostly up until that point, aside from being, like, a personality on, like, that's what he really was trying to be, was being an IGN personality, showing up on their podcasts and stuff like that. I don't feel like he wanted to be there for writing, so it just makes me think, like, are you maybe just that stupid? Like,
I mean, yeah, I can understand, like, the mentality of someone kind of being like, because again, like, was he working on maybe, like, the most popular games, like, or maybe even a game where, like, how many people are going from review to review to review of a Crash Bandicoot game or something, like, you know, a certain game, like, how many people are checking all of these things? And I think, and, like, you know, if you don't get, and you know what, maybe the first time you do it, you're like, okay, I might get, like, this might be, I might get busted, like, this could be it, and you get away with it, it might be like,
woo!
Like, okay, wait, hold on, if I did it once, I can do it two times, then you do it two times, like, okay, I can do this forever, like, if anyone's, like, and that's kind of, like, the weird mentality I can imagine someone taking is that first time you're like, oh god, here we go, like, I'm just gonna literally copy and paste this and put it on there, people go, that is a great review, and they just go, mm-hmm. Yes. How did you think of that? You know what?
It's right there. Go read it.
Talent. That's, you know. And I think, but again, I think IGN needs to, I don't know, because again, like, it is one person in a company, and like you say, he's only there for a short time. But at the same time, you go, really? No one, like, called, like, no one checked anything? No one even bought? Like, it is weird.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, so my overall opinion, my solid opinions on this, like, aside from, like, was he that stupid, some of the, like, questions I have, is overall, like, I don't think IGN is at fault. I think people are just, like, it's fun to meme on the big guy. Like, it's fun to meme and make fun of Call of Duty for doing stupid things. Because Call of Duty is, like, the king of FPS.
Yes.
You know, like no one's really, like, no one's, like, actually, like, in their heart of hearts, like, ever serious about, like, being, like, how much COD sucks and stuff like that. It's just easy to do when you're on top. And I think it's one of those things where it's like, ha! I mean, like, there was also kind of the thing with Sugarbite 7 where they tried to, like, lift their format a while ago for some videos. And so, like, that was kind of able to, like, burn this meme a little bit more. But I mean, like, especially in this case, right, where it was a video review and not, like, a written review. Like, his product and the original one were both videos. So, like, what? Do you expect an editor to go and listen to every 10, like, 5 to 10 minute YouTube review?
And then, again, like,
and then listen to yours and be like, oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'll say with reading, it's much easier to read something and be like, okay, I'm just going to copy and paste the first 10 sentences into Google and see what comes up. But with a video, it's not like you can type in a video. You can't be like, because the video is, what is a video? Is a video just the words? Is a video the footage? Like,
yeah.
Like, what change? Because you see people all the time, like you're seeing with the one guy who does review videos or, like, commentary videos. He's playing someone else's video but adding his commentary, and that's okay under copyright. So, like, it does have that weird thing where is how many pieces of this video are important. Is it his words? Like, sure, but his review might not be anything specific. He's just saying, and that's not even his game.
Yeah.
Like,
so I mean, in this case, it definitely was, but it does, like, spur on that overall conversation.
Yeah,
Forget someone else tweeted out. It wasn't from IGN, but it was from, like, GameSpot or something like that. Who they specifically was like, this could have also been a case of, like, when you get a review copy of a game, there's, like, you'll get a piece of paper, like from, like a letter from, like, the company. It's like, hey, here are some features, like, specifically for this game that you might want to highlight.
Like, talking
and it's
points,
like,
yeah.
And it's, like, massive open on, like, just these buzzwords. And it's like, was it one of those things where, like, maybe these were a lot of the buzzwords that were given? You know, like, and not in this case, but, like, in other cases, it makes you think, like, well, it's like, okay, it's like, is there a reason behind this, though? Like, it's just weird.
It's weird, yeah, and I think, again, it is one of those, it's, like, it is just weird. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, to look at. Again, like, you can look at when people were all talking about Melania Trump's speech, not to get political, but it's a good example of kind of, like, like, a weird kind of, like, why would they even do that? Like, kind of, it's like a weird, like, why would someone take the effort to do that when the fallout from it could be so catastrophic?
Yeah.
Like, the risk versus the reward of what you're doing, and I think IGN will be fine.
Oh, yeah, IGN's fine.
Again, it's one employee.
I think this guy is also going to be fine.
Like, when I was, like, reading this, like, and looking into it, I thought this was, like, the head of IGN doing it.
But this was the head of their, like, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, this was, like, their face for Nintendo right now.
Well, I'm saying, like, if this was, like, someone who was, like, at the top of IGN,
right,
like, telling everyone, just go take reviews and put them in videos or something, that's something. But if this is, like, one guy who is doing this, you know, then it's like, okay, then they fired him. And again,
there's a lot of comments from people that I've seen that's like, oh, he'll never have a job in games journalism again. It's like, he clearly didn't want one in journalism, so he doesn't care. Like, and so the other job aren't going to care because at no point are they going to make him do journalism.
And I would say as well, I wouldn't say I'm a criminal, but I imagine.
Criminal.
But I mean, at some point, I'm sure he was sitting down doing this, going, I might get caught at some point. Like, eventually, this might. I can only copy so
many. Maybe he secretly just hated his job, and he's like,
sure,
let's just do, like, ride this.
Yeah, there are so many things, and again, I think this will definitely be something that blows over in today. Like, yeah. At some point. Like, it's going to blow over. And, you know, and people can hate on IGN all they want, but, I mean, they're good at what they do. They make solid reviews I can watch in 4 minutes.
To be fair, you know, it should have blown over when he put out the apology video if he, A, apologized, and, B, didn't go, yeah, Kotaku, just try to find more things to be plagiarizing.
I did read that.
Literally has,
yeah,
like,
I did read that. Like,
this would have ended last week.
I read that, like, quote. I said, that, he could not have said that.
He
like, that
can't. Read it.
I will give you guys $5 if you get more. We have
and
12.
It was Jason Schreier was the one covering this, and Jason Schreier was like the only, like, not the only, but in my opinion, like the best games journalist that is actually, he does actual journalism in this community. Like, so it was like, dude, what are you doing?
I would never question the internet to be able to find something. Like, that's like my biggest anxiety about the internet is I know if someone, like, you ever watched the video of like them finding Shia LaBeouf's flag?
Yeah, I love that.
Oh,
it's
my
so
God.
Awesome.
It is horrifying.
It's
like,
so
that's the hive mind, what they can do.
Yeah, they like trace the airplane and stuff
incredible.
Like that.
It's incredible. That's what I'm saying. Don't go on the internet and be like, you bet you can't find this. I'm like, okay, give me 5 seconds real quick. Let me call up all of 4chan, we'll go find it.
Before we move on, guys, I just want to remind you, if you have any opinions on this story that you want to read out or follow us, follow up questions for us specifically, and you're not going to be able to make it to the end of the show, you can tweet them at me at The Mighty Mike, and I will make sure to get back to those as soon as we get to that portion of the show at the end. All right, Jack, what you got for us?
All right, this is interesting. So I was reading this, whatever I said, a couple days ago, and so, someone was making, I imagine they're calling them cheats or like overlays or menus.
Mods,
basically.
Mods.
Yeah. I imagine like a game
mods
shark.
Mods for cheating.
I imagine kind of like a game shark, is how I was imagining it in my mind for like game, for all you like younger people. That was something we put on the game.
I remember game sharks.
Yeah, if you remember what a game shark was.
How did you get all those master balls?
Yeah. So Take-Two took this guy to court. And
no, for people who don't know, who is Take-Two?
Take-Two is the publisher of, like,
Rockstar.
For Rockstar. Like, they make Grand Theft Auto and stuff like that. And so they sued this guy. They're like, hey, you're taking away our money.
Am I?
Yeah, you are, Mike. Like, these mods are... And this is where I got really intrigued by this, is because mods are a part of gaming, right? Like, we all know what mods are.
Sure.
We all know.
Yeah.
But I was thinking on... You know, let's say, and I remember my friends have done it on GTA where you get a whole bunch of money before the shark cards were a thing.
Mm.
And so now,
these were cheat mods.
Yeah, like, so this was like, if you want $1 billion, I'll give you $1 billion. If you want this car, if you want this gun, like, or, you know, if you want to speed up something, like, it was kind of like changing the game, and you might not have to go buy a shark card. And if you've been following GTA 5, these shark cards are basically printing money for Take-Two and Rockstar. And they sued him, and they said they lost like $500,000 from these mods. And you know, he obviously had to stop, he had to pay it and everything like that. But where I kind of got interested is, and I think the next couple of stories are going to talk about it as well, is gaming is now all of a sudden kind of like becoming this big thing where you can't mess around with it. Like,
yeah.
Like if this had happened 10 years ago, I don't think
it's
that
big. Well,
this
couldn't happen 10 years ago.
True.
We didn't have the infrastructure for
this. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, now, all of a sudden, this is kind of like, not even in the sense, like, if mods have been a thing, but now this is a mod where they go, okay.
Like, if you modded your old GTA 4 on single player to buy the one car you wanted, it's like,
it's nothing.
I didn't play GTA 4, so I don't know if you actually buy cars in the single player.
Like, you could buy a Game Shark. Like, you know, like, you could go to the store and buy a Game Shark, buy an Action Replay.
Oh, yeah, that was the one I had, Action Replay.
I was like, but could you imagine, but now I'm thinking about, you know, okay, hey, Mike, it costs you $10 to buy this DLC.
Yeah,
this
I know, it's pretty expensive.
I'm going to go buy an Action Replay for my Xbox.
What's an Action Replay?
An Action Replay, yeah, how do I describe an Action Replay? I only have, like, one where I was like,
does it let me rewind time?
Sure, I guess it could, yes.
I mean, that's what the name implies, Action Replay?
Yes, it actually is like, you know the time spinner from Harry Potter? That's what it was.
Oh, it's a time turner.
Yeah, time
turner. Oh, yeah, I feel like it's more the
nerd
remote.
Nerd alert.
More the remote from Click, probably.
But now I, you know, I think about, you know, Rainbow Six Siege. Think about Fortnite. What if there's a way to circumvent the Battle Pass, to circumvent a season pass for a game?
Steam this green screen. It's so
at least it's not coming up on me anymore as much.
Yes, I fixed that.
But to me, like, so, you know, I think this will be something that we see now is a company can go, this mod is infringing upon my profits because people need to go buy this money from me. And if this mod lets you circumvent that process, then you're going to lose me a little bit in the GTA millions of dollars because people have to go buy these. And I think that's what's getting to me is gaming reaching a point where all of a sudden a mod is, you know, corporate robbery. You know,
I have a follow-up question real quick. Sure. This was the one I didn't get to read into as much because it felt like it was linking out to multiple sources from the one you said.
Yeah, it definitely was a bit more.
And I didn't get to follow them all through. Was he also making, like, other cheats too, not just cash ones? Like I remember reading the word griefing. Like, was he doing any of the invincibility mods and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think what it basically was, because people were using different terms like overlays, menu. Like, I feel like it was something where it's almost like you buy it, you install it onto your game, and it's basically like almost like God mode or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
In that case, you have the other thing where it's like, let's forget about the money part. Let's forget about generating GTA bucks. Let's forget about that part, right?
Sure.
This person is coming in and is altering your gameplay in an unfun manner for their own enjoyment that is not intended, in which case ruining the experience and thus meaning those people will either play the game less, not buy the game if they just see like these videos online of people doing this, or return the game.
That's fair,
I mean, that's a direct loss of money also.
And it is funny because you go on to the comments, and I was reading through comments about it, and there is like these two camps, so it's weird because, you know, some people look at it and they go, okay, yeah, you shouldn't mess up the game. And other people are like, oh, Take-Two's making so much money, who really cares? Like, it's ridiculous that you have to buy a shark card.
I hate those arguments.
Yeah.
Like, I am in the camp that is like, yeah, these things are a little overpriced, Rockstar. Like, you would probably make infinitely more money if you actually lowered it by, like, 15% so that, like, you can get another 20% of people buying into the shark cards. But it's like the thing where it's God, nothing to get political again. But with Alex Jones getting banned from a bunch of services right now, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, that's great, that's the blah blah, but it's like guys, while I'm happy this is happening, there are repercussions. You can't just be like, oh, because it's Rockstar, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because then, like, what happens when, okay, let's say Radical Heights got off the ground, right? That's a whole cash system in Radical Heights, too, right? Mm. It, like, pays into, like, each game, and, like, you come out with money. If someone broke the money system in Radical Heights, and it's a smaller developer, they might go under. And then the people are like, oh, you let us do it for Rockstar, so why is it not okay? Like it's this whole thing of, like, you can't just be like, I get it. It sucks. But you can't just be like, just because it's Rockstar, we should be allowed to do this.
I agree, because I think the Alex Jones is a good point in the sense of, yes, you may have gotten, like, what does, you know, that wasn't simply removing Alex Jones. That was setting a precedent that a private company can determine who and who cannot speak on their platform.
Yeah.
And also,
it was worse because they didn't even, okay, God damn it. We're getting into this now.
Oh, no, I not to get, like, you know, what we think about him, but this purely in the sense, like, again, you're saying with Rockstar is, okay, if the court was like, ah, who cares? It's a video game. This guy can mess around with it. And then all of a sudden, you're playing, you know, you're like PUBG. All of a sudden, some guy's flying an F-18 airplane, shooting everyone. And you just go, okay, hey, wait a minute, this is cheating.
PUBG hacks were such a big deal because what would happen is in China and stuff like that, there'd be so many people doing it because it's just so hard to punish them legally. Because the items out of the boxes were worth so much on the Steam marketplace.
Yeah.
So you were incentivized to use hacks because you could actually make a living just grinding the game all day, getting the points, buying the crates, unlocking the crates, and selling the items.
Oh, yeah, World of Warcraft, like gold mining. There are whole companies in Asia based around gold mining. And even RuneScape.
But you would specifically use hacks to just have aimbots so you can just get the higher scores.
And again, it is weird because, again, I think there is that mentality, especially in gaming, where, like, a lot of the big companies kind of are jerkish, rub you the wrong way, and you go, ah, yes, we're taking on Rockstar, yes.
We did it, but Robin Hood.
But all of a sudden, you know, your favorite game is getting hacked, and you go, oh, I don't like this. Yeah. Why are they allowed to do that? And then they go, okay, well, look at this Rockstar case, where that's the precedent that's set. And I do agree. It was a very weird story because I think that for me, was one of the first times I've actually seen a court case. I knew people who were modding GTA when it first came out, before the shark cards, which I thought was interesting. So it's kind of like these shark cards are kind of like the money maker now. And I think griefing has always been a problem.
Yeah, always a problem.
But, you know, I think now fixing that problem is incentivized for Rockstar because of these shark cards and this money.
I have a follow-up question. Do you know if this was the first case in the U.S.? Because I know they already took people to court, I think in Germany and somewhere else over this. But I have not heard about them taking anyone in the U.S. to court over this.
I don't know about that, but I think this is probably one of the first more high profile, like a lot of money, and like this was like $500,000.
There was a big one in Germany that went down. Okay, or somewhere in the European Union that went down with this one site.
Yeah, for me, all I know is at this point, I imagine this is because it was more like obviously Rockstar's big, and GTA 5 is raking in money. So for them to go after someone is kind of like, you know, it's like again like kind of cynic thinks.
Didn't
someone,
also say he couldn't even afford it? Of course, they're still pursuing the thing. I remember reading like the court gave a decision that was beneficial to both, especially and then it said in quotations like in like privacy, especially because like the defendant couldn't be expected to actually afford the damages, and then the next paragraph was like, but Rockstar's still pursuing financially. I'm like, but again, idiot.
Think about Facebook, like if Facebook had taken you and I off of it, people have been like, okay, whatever. Like, but if it, but again, taking off Alex Jones.
Oh, we're gonna start shouting some racist shit now.
Yeah, that's it. That's how we get. Fun fact about frogs: they're gay.
No. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
But no. Again, this is one of those things where it only really gets into the public eye when it's a big name doing it, or when it's a big company kind of setting that precedent. Rather than like, you know, it's not like we're hacking in like what's a really low profile game. Like, imagine we were hacking.
Oh, Fortnite.
Yeah, imagine I was hacking Papa's Pancakeria, which I tend to do, you know, to get those pancakes.
Cuisine Royale.
Yeah, like, it, you know, where there's no really incentive or something to go after you, whereas, you know, GTA is this big name, so.
Got some breath behind them.
Exactly.
All right, our next story. Are libraries worth less than mobile gaming, ?
This is similar to that one story we did, like, 3 years ago.
Which one, specifically?
The vaping guy. Didn't the vaping guy's son?
Oh, that's not the same. This is not the same.
Okay,
thing.
Okay.
I mean, like, it's... I don't think this is the same kind of story. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But this, I just want to get the number right here. But this, I mean, I love that story. It's a classic. That's a classic story. Especially because we got told we couldn't film there, but we did it anyway. I could have got us out of that situation. You guys open your big mouth and be like, herp, 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 herp. And I'm like, oh,
that's exactly what I said. Fun fact. That's why I said to that person.
So it just got found out. So earlier last year, a librarian was asked to leave his workplace for unknown reasons. He was let go. We now know why. Apparently, he embezzled $89,000 from the library to spend on mobile gaming. Jack, did you get to see what mobile game it was?
Game of War. Fun fact, that's the one that you see on TV with Kate Upton,
yeah.
Which is definitely a shitty game. Like, you know it is. And, like, you know it's not good.
And when it's not on TV with Kate Upton, it's just like they're just throwing half-naked women on the screen.
How do you fall for that? Come on!
And they're also, like, a different art style. Like, in the pop-up ads for it, it's the naked women are a different art style than the actual game, so they're probably not even in the game. Look, they're just doing it to do it.
If this guy was embezzling Rainbow Six Siege Renown, alright, I understand. He wants to buy some engrams in Destiny 2. Fine. I understand.
This is your Rockstar thing where it's like, I'd be okay if it was Rockstar, but now I can't.
If this guy's embezzling money for loot boxes or something, I get it. You know what, man? You want that elite skin? I feel you. Game of War, get the fuck out. Like, come on, really? This game? Like, how much do you need to buy Game of War? $10 worth of things. What did you buy?
$89,000.
What do you buy? I don't understand what's in the. I want to play this game now.
And now to pay it back, he had to spend all of his savings to pay it back. He had to liquidate his home. He lost everything for Game of Freaking War.
But I don't understand. Like, I didn't know people actually played that game.
I didn't know either.
Like, I
thought it was one of those games that you end up playing because you can't afford, you're just really poor, so you can only play games
like
on your
I was reading the article, I did not know what Game of War was.
Knew it from the commercial. I've never played it. I just know it's like an RTS kind of
like,
game.
Like, I didn't know until it mentioned Kate Upton at the end. And I was like, oh, that game? Like, this guy was throwing, like, but this to me, like, is, like, I think a good example of... Not like in the sense of like you know how they say like teach internet safety at school, like how to be safe on the internet. Like, this for me is like, if you don't play video games, this is like a prime example of how video games will get you.
Yeah.
Like granted, like we had the benefit of like when we first started playing games, like they didn't have loot boxes. We were there to like kind of watch the loot box thing kind of start.
I mean, to be fair, also this is an adult male. This isn't a child.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's a big gamer. That's what I was.
He also forged invoices to cover. Yeah. His, like he went all out. He went like Wolf of Wall Street shit on this like, to cover up his addiction.
Like, that's what I don't get. Like, for me, is it he was not a gamer, and like somehow this one kind of tricked him into it, or he was a big gamer and for some reason Game of War might be the best game ever.
Maybe,
I'm not playing
maybe
it.
We just don't know.
Like, I don't know. Like,
it's the next Fortnite.
Like, what do you get in that game? Like
they're adding a battle royale mode.
Like, even $1,000. Like, that to me, it's the amount of money. I think that shocks me the most, because I couldn't fathom what you need to buy in that game.
Can you, like, get, like, Kate Upton naked skins? Is that it?
That's what, it must be something like that, right? Yeah. It has to be something.
I want to see those comments. Like, keep going. I want to see those comments on this article. And I want to see, like, what people would say about
it. There should be comments. But to me, like, I think this is just kind of an example of safety. Like, you know, how can, you know, if this could happen to a full-grown adult, imagine what a five-year-old, like,
oh my God,
who had access to your credit card could do. Like, you know, and I don't think, and I think this game especially, like, this game especially, have you even spent, yeah.
Wait, okay, we're reading some comments. Well, I'm going to go put your mode here so we can read some comments here. Okay. Full screen.
Bang.
I haven't even spent $89,000 on my 30-year history of playing video games and building irresponsible gaming PCs combined. And then some shithead blows that much on some fuck-off shovelware mobile. I was thinking about this the other day. Have you seen the back to school JCPenney ad with the girl with the ribbon? It's like all over Facebook.
No.
And it's like kind of seductive. Like, it's like she's being kind of seductive about it.
No, I don't want to watch this.
It was one of those things where I'm like, I bet there's people mad in the comments about this, like old white people. And there's also people who are like, this is hot as shit. And I read it and I was just laughing a lot. I want to do a show where we just read comments on like stupid things.
There we go.
Like,
new show. See you guys next week.
See you guys next week. Gaming's really dead. Let's see. I want to start with fresh ones. How is this not basically the equivalent of over-serving someone at a bar? Okay, this is an addiction. This is a good discussion I want to have, too. Is it like, this is also like, we're making fun of this guy, but he probably has a gaming addiction, which is actually a serious issue then that he has.
Yes, I totally 100% agree. What did I play that I got really, not like addicted to, but I was like kind of, oh, yes, I remember.
Wait, hold on, real quick. What doesn't make sense? He spent $89,000. Why does he only need to pay back $78,000? That's what doesn't make sense here. That's the thing, Pirate Radio.
But again, like, if you look at, I had this, I think this is back when the iPod, like the iPod Touch first came out.
The iPod Touch?
Like, there were games like this.
Damn you, Kate Upton, what have you wrought? I'm kidding, of course.
No, I think it's probably, like, it is weird. Like, there is this sense of, you know, why, you know, why have Kate Upton be on that poster? Like, what is your intent?
Well, it was a Super Bowl commercial, right?
Yeah,
that was
like, nothing against Kate Upton, nothing against advertising. Like,
she hot.
Yeah, but like, I look at that, I go, okay, I know for 100% fact, Kate Upton is A, not in this game. Mm-hmm. B, this game has nothing to do with this woman. C, this is just purely to get me to click, like, get me aroused and go click on this game.
So, if I were to make a guess from, you know, flawed human memory, if I remember correctly, this commercial, which was originally a Super Bowl commercial, at least put everywhere, was originally aired during a Super Bowl in the year the Candy Crush got big. And I think this is when adults were really just starting to learn about games on their phone, because, like, oh, they're not going to buy a console if they're not already interested in a game, but they already have a phone. And so I think they were just trying to tap that older male audience who doesn't know about that, that they could just get to play their game.
Like, I do not download games on my iPhone. I used to. I would download, like, one or two, but honest to God, they are seriously addictive. Like they are designed. Like, I'm someone who, like, if you love gaming, like, you understand the dopamine hits. That video, like, it is, like, no other drug. And I would play a game like, what is it, like some kickball game where all you do is just kick a ball. It doesn't go that far because you got to upgrade. You got to keep kicking the ball.
Got to unlock Pablo Sanchez.
Or, yes. Shout out backyard kickball.
No, it was backyard baseball, idiot.
Yeah, there is no kickball. You're right. And
I mean, maybe there probably is, but.
But, like, to me, like, that's a sense, like, these games are designed. And not in the sense of, like, there are people who think they can outsmart them. Like, these are designed by smart people who are like, how do I get this person to buy something? And it is very effective. And that, I think, is the fear. And you see it with the Battlefront 2 loot boxes is, are people prepared to, you know, to live in that world where there are these predatory games? I think this is, like, the first time where there are games. Like, there's shovelware, like, a bad game. That's, like, a bad movie. Like, you know, it's kind of, like, whatever. Okay, I saw a bad movie. You got me once. Fine. But this is, like,
hot take, or not hot take, because I think the internet's actually agreeing with me. Disenchanted was not a good show.
Oh, I've been watching it. I'm.
It is not good. It's very. It's not that it's bad, but it's very mediocre.
Yeah, I'm not big, but I know my roommate Butts is a huge Futurama fan.
Yeah.
So.
And everyone's like, "Oh, Futurama and The Simpsons had a rough start too." I'm like, "Yeah, but you've had like 50 years of making television to grow since then. You don't just start like I don't graduate college. I don't start a new project after graduating college and be like, all right, I guess I'm back to being a freshman again." Yeah. Like,
and I'll say like in. You know, especially in this sense, there is this very, very weird feeling in me where I kind of go, you know, are we eventually going to have to kind of sit down, like, have a conversation about, like, is gaming, you know, like think about, like, if this was, like, sports betting. If someone had spent $90,000 on sports betting and, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles didn't stop him from spending that money or whatever, like, proprietor of sports gambling. You know, think about that. Like casinos have to have the gambling addiction hotline everywhere.
Yeah.
Every commercial, tobacco, cigarettes have to have warnings. Like, alcohol has to have warnings.
Contains addictive chemicals.
Like, you know, all of these things, which are vices, have to have warnings on them. Because they, you know, they are addictive. They're designed to be that way. And do I think that mobile games need to have that? Maybe not yet. But like, if more stories like this continue to come out of like this game caused me to spend $100,000 on it, maybe there has to be a warning. Maybe there has to be some kind of, you know,
there needs to be a warning, or there needs to be like a watchdog group that can take you to court over this. Like there has to be like some sort of like not a federal regulation necessarily, but like. And like an ACLU equivalent for people that are like, hey, this game is predatory. We need to shut them. We need to shut
them
down.
Well, yeah, I was like watching a video on the Harry Potter game, and the Harry Potter game is.
I have not seen anything. Is it a good game?
Oh my god, no! It's horrible. No, oh my god, it's like a new mobile game.
Oh, but so
like,
it's not Pokemon Go.
Yes, but like every single action in the game requires energy, and
really,
and you only start.
Oh wait,
with,
no, that's most mobile games. Yeah, wait, so what?
Yeah, but the point is like, you know, like even dialogue takes energy, so it takes you. Like to like click and dialogue is like one energy. One
okay,
energy,
that's
one
the
energy.
That's insane.
Yeah. So like you start out with like 12. So it's like hi energy. Like how are you energy?
Hi. How are and like you could tell they could have made the font like 2 points smaller and fit it in one page, but they made it like two
but
points
bigger.
But
what's funny is so what the issue is with that one specifically is there is a point in the game where it's like the Whomping Willow attacks you and you cannot complete that segment of the story. With the energy they give you, you have to buy more, or you have to wait a day. Like it is, like that level is designed so that you cannot complete it with the allotted amount of energy they give you. And so then, and this is how it literally ends, right? So it ends with you need to buy energy, and your character is just like trapped in the tree like this, and it's like, help me, please buy energy. Like he doesn't say that, but like it pops up saying like buy energy and get out of the Whomping Willow. Like it is designed to get you to buy it. Like that is where we're headed. It's like how
I go back to playing like Jenga and Halo 3.
That's what I'm saying. But you know, that's why you know. And even think about Rainbow Six Siege. You need renown. You know, Overwatch. You can buy loot boxes.
Let's leave Overwatch out of this. Overwatch is the only company doing it right.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of these companies, you need loot boxes. They have currency. They have something. And if that is the reality of the world we're going to live in now, where every game has a currency, every game has loot boxes, every game has some type of gambling aspect, then maybe we have to have that conversation of, you know, can my, you know, maybe, you know, and you know, I look back at rated M games and it's like, okay, whatever, anyone can play rated M games. Maybe now you kind of sit down and you go, I don't think a 10-year-old can play this game. This 10-year-old might not be able to handle, you know, his... to stop himself.
Let's give
from
a bit
buying.
Of crack cocaine first and see how he handles that.
Like again, like I like you know I was not a obviously we weren't children when this started. To, you know we were there when it kind of started, but like we weren't 10 years old now. Like you know if I was a little kid now playing these games, who knows what I'd be doing?
Yeah.
Like I might be stealing a credit card to go. Who knows? Like imagine like remember Clash of Clans? How big that was?
Yeah.
Like. But imagine that even bigger now, because that was like one of the first ones. Now it's even bigger, you know. God, Clash of Clans. Thank God I got off that game, dude.
I never touched it. Was never interested.
That was crack cocaine, man. That was. Man, excuse me, I'm gonna go real quick.
If I were to like make a statement just from like seeing other people play it, I would say that the Clash of Clans is the Fortnite of mobile gaming.
Yeah, I mean that's a good. Oh no! Now it's like Clash Royale, right? Whatever it is, it's a different one.
I'm just saying that all the mini games in there are spawned off of the one game though.
Yes.
Like you know, it's like, I mean this in multiple levels. Like microtransactions don't necessarily directly affect the gameplay, but it, like it, in a good way, encourage you to buy because you enjoy the experience. It's very kid friendly looking, but not too friendly where kid friendly where it turns adults away. It's very self meme-ish, you know. It's like I'm talking about. I'm not saying like, oh, it's super popular. I'm saying there's actually like a lot of levels where they're similar.
Again, and you know, I think this is the future we're heading. Is we have to sit down and go, what is gaming? What is gambling? What can and can't a game have? And it's gonna be weird. Like it's again, this is the whole point of.
I just thought something. Keep your eye. I just thought something really funny.
Like this is the whole point of like this episode. Now is gaming is now a $1 billion industry. Like now what? So,
how big of an industry do we need to make this where we can get what's his name? Oh fuck! What's his name? I forgot the name!
Oh, no.
Baron Trump to spend all of Trump's money on bulk
microtransactions. Oh, that'd be the greatest day. Could you imagine, like...
Trump goes bankrupt over
like,
Baron Trump.
Could you imagine, like... Imagine you woke up and it's just like... The $500 billion deficit is not actually spent on the military. It was, like, spent on bag loot boxes for, like... no, it was, like, Game of War. Like, it was, like, a really... Like, someone put the game in front of Trump and was like, oh, yeah, Game of War, just toss some money at it. And it's like, oh, good, yes.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, like, Baron Trump just, like, plays, like, the Harry Potter game, right? And he just dumps all this money in the stamina that he just bankrupts his father.
That'd be hysterical. Like, that is a reality of the world now.
This is a possibility. We could be living in that timeline very soon.
That's what I'm saying. So this is, like, the weird part is... Gaming is now reaching this point where it is billions of dollars. It is going to overtake movies. It's going to overtake TV. It's going to overtake everything. And I don't think we are preparing for that effectively.
Where's Okabe? I don't want to be in this world line
anymore. Yes, exactly. Like, we are not preparing for it effectively in the purest sense of there are people who will be kind of taken advantage of by this, much like a casino. I was at a casino 2 weeks ago, and it was horrifying. Like, it is very dark.
Really? I've only walked through them. I never actually went to a casino to go.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't like go to play. I was just walking through, too, like, with my parents. We were just, like, stopping by. But, like, it is very weird, and you can kind of see how dangerous, like, gambling and loot boxes can be because you see people just kind of, like, just cranking at it, you know?
Yeah, they're old. They have nothing else to do with their lives.
Yeah, like I'm saying. So, like, you know, even that, like, you know, senior citizens need to be protected. So it is a very weird time. And it's very exciting to be living in it, I guess. This is like when you were a kid, like, gaming's gonna be big one day. And you're like, now you're like, what was I thinking? Why did
you're
I
like,
this?
I wish.
I want to go back to that.
You take the Miyazaki quote, anime was a mistake, gaming was a mistake.
Yeah. Maybe we just shouldn't have made the Xbox. We should have stuck with it.
Well, speaking of serious gaming, Jack, you have a story.
News. I like this.
This is good news. This is the good story I told you guys would happen.
So this popped up my feed. It said, serious gaming. And I was like, what on earth does that mean? So serious gaming is actually a category. I did not know this was a category, but it is. Serious gaming is games that are meant to, like, teach you. But not games like Civ. That's edutainment.
Different. I thought Civ was in there.
It is in the article. It is in the realm.
But you did more research, and it said not.
So it is...
Damn it, I want Age of Empires to be serious. So, serious gaming with Age of Empires.
So they do consider it within... Like, in the article...
It's an
offshoot. Yeah, yeah. So, like, within the article, they mentioned right now, like, serious gaming is, like, $3 billion, but it should reach $17 billion in, like, the next 5 years.
So what is serious gaming?
Serious gaming is literally, like... I can't think of the exact title. So there's, like, a game where you play, like, a third-world farmer. And, like, you make...
Very specific.
And you make real-life... you make decisions that are based off of the life of a third-world farmer.
If a third-world farmer can afford this game, I feel like they just put the money towards their farm.
Or, like, you live through events, like, historical events. So, like, there's, like, a game where you go through, like, a rebellion. Not rebellion, but, like, kind of, like, a political uprising within, like, you know, the Middle East and stuff. Like, these are purely games that are, like, this is purely informative, not for fun. You are playing this to learn something.
Too much smiling!
Or, like,
hit
or,
you
like,
over the head.
Or a game that teaches someone how to do something. Like, you know, maybe teaches an employee how to do something. I would even maybe consider, like, the Wawa walkthrough I did. Like, it was like, which had, like, Stan the Cigarette Man. Like teaching
you. I don't know
what
any of that is.
Like teaching you how to like card someone for cigarettes.
Google this while you're talking.
Like I don't know if it's what it's like, you know, like
talking.
Dude, Wawa cigarette training. Like, and but it's like this whole game kind of walkthrough. Okay, I don't think his name is Stan. Like it's made up.
Just keep talking about your topic.
What I'm trying to get at is, you know, these serious games are purely games that are designed to get. Oh no, this is.
Just keep. I'll find it. I don't think
you're gonna find it.
Just keep talking.
But you know, the serious gaming is purely games that are meant to teach someone, teach them a skill about history, and something like that. Whereas edutainment is a game like Civilization, which has kind of information within it, but is meant to, you know, it is a game first rather than, information second. But what's interesting to me is, you know, this is right now a $3 billion industry, which to me was like, whoa, okay, that's a lot bigger than I thought it was. I didn't know that people were kind of, you know, playing these games. But they're even saying it's going to get bigger. It's going to be $17 billion. It's going to, like, quadruple, like, whatever, you know, 3 to 17 is. And
college degrees will really work out for you here, huh?
But, you know, we've got to go back. But, you know, that's... But to me, this kind of struck me as, you know, as much as we see, you know, about the loot boxes, about the, you know, like, loot boxes, all this stuff. You know, as much as all that is bad, and they're kind of like, oh, you know, gaming's all about money now. There is this. I remember playing Call of Duty 2 when I was like 10 years old. Call of Duty 2 got me interested in World War II. Like that's how I started my whole like binging.
Wait, side note. Sorry. So you know how there's games that you cannot play that the U.S. Army contracts to make specifically for them.
America's like, Army. Yeah.
Yeah. Does that count?
Okay.
Because they're not for entertainment. They are purely for Army training.
I don't know. I would. That might be like within. Like I can. That might be edutainment. But I do remember that game came out and. But no, like, what I'm trying to get at is, you know, like, Call of Duty 2 got me interested in World War II history. Civilization teaches you world history. Like,
Age of Empires.
You know, like, if you want to sit down and get a broad history of human evolution,
play Call of Duty Zombies.
Sure, or play Civ. Civ goes from the Bronze Age to now.
You know, Gandhi, he's all about them nukes.
Yeah. What I'm trying to get at is, you know, games, as much as they are about entertainment, about, you know, all these, you know, maybe violence or whatever people want to say they're about, is, you know, there is this opportunity to sit down and go,
so there's a list,
you know, hey, how can I teach my son about a car? How does a car work? And okay, here we go. Yeah, like 1979 Black Friday, which was the Iranian Revolution. And oh, there we go. Look at that. A serious game.
Keep talking. Don't just read what's on the screen. They can't see yet.
But you know, for me, I, especially within my life, playing certain games have led me to go look up something, learn about something, maybe expand my horizons about thought.
Leap Pad is an is a serious, quote unquote, serious game.
Yeah, okay.
The Leap Pad.
Cool. So, like, wow, EVE Online is.
What? No.
Product discovery using the. Oh, it's a minigame within EVE.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, don't give me that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, even stuff like that. Or, I've done games within, like, a psychology experiment where, you know, it tests, like, your reaction time or it tests, you know, how you're thinking. And even stuff like that can be counted as a game, I think. And that, for me, you know, is something that's awesome about video games is, yeah, you can watch a movie about, you know, sexual harassment in the workplace. Or you can, you know, read a pamphlet.
Or you can play a game where you sexually harass people.
But there's like value in that. Like Yes, because there's a game that we played this girl brought in to my video game class I was in. She brought out a game where you literally like reenact a rape scene. Like you're the game is to rape like someone, and like she.
Wait, is this the party night game?
No, it was like some game in Japan. I can't remember what it was.
But
it was,
of course it was Japan.
Yeah. But I was like I was stunned.
This is Japan. What's behind us right now? That's Japan.
But I was stunned that this was a game. I was like, what on earth? Who made this game and why? But it was like to help people, like who had been raped, or I think even people who are like had thought about raping someone. They kind of like explore that in like a healthy way. It was fascinating. Like this whole sense of like how this game could be helpful. And like that to me like opened my eyes. I was like, wow, interesting. Like, you know, what else can games do? Because theoretically you're doing all these things that are horrible, but you can do it in a healthy environment where maybe you can talk about it later or, you know, explore it. And that's what's interesting is that you can't do that with a movie all the time. You can't do that with a pamphlet. And you know, at $3 billion, even if Civ is involved in that, like, you know, at $17 billion, what awesome games can you use to teach someone? You know, what can you be doing that will, you know, who knows? Maybe instead of school, you just play video games all day.
I've seen what the education system is in this country. Probably going to be an improvement.
Yes. And Oregon Trail is a solid game.
Oh, does that count?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Oregon Trail. Oh, my God. That's like one of the first ones they listed. Yeah, Oregon Trail is a huge, like, that's everyone grew up playing that.
Okay, so I want to tease right now for the viewers at home that after we get into chat question comments, after we get throughout this week, I have a secret fifth segment that we're going to, yes, Jack.
Well, I didn't know.
A secret fifth segment. Yes, I know, because I want your just straight reaction on it. But, of course, first we have Out This Week, where we're going to talk to you guys about the games that are coming out this week, or have come out this week, and, of course, give you our recommendations of what games off that list you should play. Because, of course, there's a lot of games, can't play them all, but, we are always going to give you ones you probably check out. So, Out This Week. Now, the way we do this for you guys, I don't know. We're going to run through every game console. If we didn't name it already on a game console, it's going to be at the end under the multi-platform section because it's on multiple platforms.
Don't get sad. We'll get there.
And for systems like, you know, PC and PS4 specifically, where they have a lot of games flooding their market at a lot of time, most of them not good, we stick it to games that only have a Metacritic or a user critic on Metacritic. Just so you know, not literally name infinite games every week. So for the Switch this week, we have Cosmic Star Heroine, Detective Gallo, and Next Up Hero. No releases on Xbox One this week. On PlayStation 4, we have Domino Craft VR. On PC, we have Dismantled Land, Monster Sailors, but it's spelled like S-A-L, not S-A-I-L, Graveyard Keeper, and World of Warcraft Battle for Azeroth.
Talked about that last week.
Yep, and 2 weeks ago. Two weeks. And a lot of games on multi-platform this week. We have The Walking Dead Telltale Series Finale Season Episode 1.
R.I.P. Walking Dead.
State of Mind. Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes is releasing on, I think, PS4 and Switch, finally. All-Star Fruit Racing, XCOM 2 Collection, F1 2018, Phantom's Doctrine, and Death's Gambit. So pretty decent lineup. Jack, what is your special little game you're recommending?
For anyone who knows me, I am a big XCOM junkie. Granted, XCOM 2 is very hard. I have not beat XCOM 2. I've taken a very, like, year-and-a-half-long break on it. But if you have not played XCOM, or if you've even played...
You have $100 laying around.
Yeah, in this bundle, you do get the War of the Chosen and, like, two kind of customization packs. But the War of the Chosen is, like, a whole other game.
Jack, I want you to explain to us what the War of the Chosen is. Not the game The War of the Chosen, but the War of the Chosen. I want you to explain what that is.
I don't even know what the War of the Chosen is. Like, I even beat the single player in XCOM 2! I would love to know what the War of the Chosen is all about. If I get there. No, but the War of the Chosen, it adds... three assassins who are trying to, like, kill the commander. It's this whole other aspect of the game. And if you played XCOM 2, which I think is a 100%, 200% step up from the first XCOM, also much more difficult. God, I hate you, XCOM. I hate you.
Remember when you were about to leave my place the one time after, like, playing some casual games while I was editing? You're like, all right, you finish the mission, you're going to go. You finish the mission, and then you immediately got insulted, blasted out of the air, and you had to stick around for another 30 minutes, and then you lost. You freaking lost.
Dude, I have restarted, I think, 20 games next time, too. But yes, so yeah, $100 is very steep. But when I say you will get too many hours out of this game, I mean that you will get too many hours out of this game. It will take up your whole life. So be very careful, but I highly recommend.
Warning. Addictive.
Very, but great. Very, very good game.
For me, it's got to be World of Warcraft Battle for Azeroth! For two reasons. First of all, we had our great news story 2 weeks ago, if you missed that episode, about the infighting among the Horde, which is just a super cool... I've been reading, like, small stories and popping up since. Such a just super cool, like, social thing going on.
Dude,
like,
Liberto's been playing it every day.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, he loves World of Warcraft. I didn't know that, but he's been playing it for years.
But also, because of this, we have a D&D episode from Geek & Sundry that has Terry Crews on it, and it was great.
Oh, that's cool.
So I have to give it to World of Warcraft Battle of Azeroth. Also, it's just a great game, and the DLC is going to be good because it's from Blizzard, so, like...
Are you going to get into World of Warcraft now?
No.
Okay.
I learned that MMORPGs are just not for me. They're just, like... If there was a way where... without paying a shit ton of money, I could just play through all the main quests and then just do PvP. Like, that's fine, but the amount of grinding is just
well, if
too
you
much.
Buy it now, they give you a level 100 character.
I know, but, like, you still have to, like, get equipment stuff. Like if someone, like, handed me a character that was pre-rolled and then I could just replay all of the quests, I would do that.
That'd I'll say, cool. like, I think, like, I enjoy Destiny 2. I think it's, like MMO Lite is perfect for me. Like, yeah. I really enjoy the MMO
Lite. That's what, especially, like, what, just being at my age, like, what I'm doing in life. Like, yeah. MMO Lite is the kind of experience I need for my time. I think if I'm, like, if I'm in my 40s and World of Warcraft's still around, I'm going to go all in and just play all of World of Warcraft. Like,
there you go. Sit down.
Do it all. Just roll it back. But, yeah, those are our recommendations. So, before we get into our super secret fifth Aww. Subject, this is part of the show where we ask you guys, what are your thoughts on everything? Do you have opinions that you want us to discuss with you guys or just read out to our listeners and viewers from any of these stories? Or do you have a question for us, either about these stories as a follow-up question or about a story we didn't get to? Or, again, just a random question that's appropriate. Just put it in the chat now, and we'll read it all out while you guys are getting those questions together, because there's a delay. I'm going to check Twitter, see if any earlier viewers tweeted me any questions. But, yeah, pretty exciting week.
Oh, dude, yeah, and I, you know, sometimes we have good news, sometimes there's bad news, sometimes there's both.
So it's a little depressing, like, this week. But, you know, you got, as Chowder taught me, you have to balance the sour and the sweet.
Dude, nice, Chowder. Women have these things called
expectations.
That is one of the greatest lines in television history, I'm telling you.
Comedy gold! Relationship comedy!
I'm sorry, Mike.
<It's> nothing. there's the other one where he gets something stuck on the camera, and he makes it worse. He's going like, no, just bring it into me, I'll take care of it. Closer.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. What about this one? He puts on the CN, like, the burned-in promo.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, ding, ding, ding. No, that one I can't get rid of.
Yeah, I do remember that one, yes.
I remember that was such a meta joke as a kid. I didn't entirely understand it, but I found it hilarious.
Yeah, or if you watch, like, me and my buddy watched the last episode is, like,
I found the last episode recently, yeah. like a month ago, and I watched it.
Mung and Chowder discussing the cartoon. It was trippy. I did not enjoy it.
The best one, though, by far the best episode is, or not the best episode, but the best bit, like, overall bit, is the one where Truffles is away and they spend all the money. And yes, it's like, you know what this means? We want money to run the shop? No, your wife's going to kill you? No, rada, no. I don't know. It means we've run out of money for the animation. It just hard cuts to the studio.
That I remember, like, I was watching with my roommates and we were like, turn this off. That's enough of this show for
it's
today.
So good.
I don't need any more of this show in my life.
Okay. So. Well, seeing as we don't seem to have any questions or comments for any of these stories,
here we go.
Secret final fifth topic. As you might remember, Jack, on our inaugural live show, we discussed a little not great Cartoon Network cartoon coming out called Mega Man Fully Charged.
Oh no!
It's out.
No, please God.
I have the two. I could only watch so much, so
is
I have two selective clips to show you.
Is it rough or?
Just gonna show you, and you can tell me what you think. If you guys are fans of gaming or Mega Man, you might want to make some life choices about what you're about to watch or listen to if you listen to podcast services everywhere. PMP.
I'm ready. Okay. I
got a full screen, everything naturally.
I can't tell if this is a loading screen or the show. Oh, no.
Oh, great. Bummer.
Mini, ready to put on your big boy hero pants?
Big boy hero pants hiked up to wedgie mode.
Hey there. A bit hot up here, huh? Let's go someplace cooler.
Who is that?
It's just a blue streak. Now there's something.
This guy's gonna need some lemonade and some serious comforting.
Throws him on his ass.
Thanks. But what do I call you?
Wait, what'd you say to call him?
Blue Streak?
That's not bad, but imagine.
No! That is bad!
Mega Mini!
Don't I have a loose circuit board?
Anyway, there's that. I have another one to show you.
Oh no. Oh, this looks very intense.
Let's cool down and stop scaring all the good people?
You can't trick me, traitor!
That's what I figured.
You are so going down.
No, you are so going down.
I'm not going down. I am downing you. Downtown down.
As if, when I'm done downing you, you'll be uptown from downtown. down.
You know how ridiculous you look with your loser face?
Not as loser as you look with your ridiculous face.
What do they do to Fireman?
Activate Fireman schematics. Careful, Chief. Don't fuel the fire with the flames of your own fight.
You stole my powers?
Just in case the audience didn't pick up on it.
Yeah, just in case. Also, this is after he's already done it before, I think. So, yeah. So that's a show now.
I think
show Craig Skits this. He will lose his mind.
I was watching the first clip. The first clip, I was kind of like, all right, this isn't like horrible. But then I watched like the second one. I was kind of like,
there's more horrible. It just like gets really boring horrible. I picked out two things that would get a reaction. Like,
I know, like we were talking about the animation, and the animation is rough.
This, like, hold on. There's a whole scene that's just like just pure racism. Like, I feel like I'm watching like a neo-Nazi in America, which is the point of it. But it's like okay, cool. Like, this is. It goes from, like, really intense things to, like, really stupid things.
Dad?
Children, meet Sergeant Breaker Knight, a hero of the Hard Wars. I was his doctor once.
Also, look at the weird lighting they use in all of them to make them distinct from the background. They put this... Look, and the sun just changed positions. Now it's on his right when it was on their right.
Oh, that is right. I didn't realize that, yeah.
Man and machine is a lie.
Now the sun's behind all them.
Excuse me.
Yeah, let's just say, like, it's like...
makes me expel extra exhaust.
You're wrong, Sergeant. My sister is human. I'm a robot. We get along great. Usually.
Breaker, don't linger in the past. We built a beautiful world. Look around. Join us.
Which hand would you have me use? The real one or the fake one?
Wait a minute. So is he against robots and he has a robot arm?
Yeah.
In front of humans?
That's how it usually works. Bigotry.
On this tool, I am human.
He sounds like he's from Alabama, too.
We built you. Equality is a lie.
That's not nice.
Wow, he is very... That's horrible. Wow.
It gets worse. Oh, no, yeah. I think this is getting that much worse. It gets, like, worse in parts. Wait, there's one thing I really hate, though, too. Hold on. So...
Wait, so is that robot to help him?
So here we go. Ready? So Light obviously built Mega Man, right?
Silenced. The people will...
Climate human...
Sorry, it went back too far.
Stop this instant!
Be more careful. Should be more careful, citizen. Best leave things like this to me. By the way, big fan.
Thank you.
People call me.
Pause, please. Pause, please. Aren't they wondering where the hell he went? Did he just transform in front of them?
Basically, I skipped a little bit. Basically, also, same voice. But voice didn't change.
Wait,
same size.
Did he go somewhere to transform?
I don't remember. It's like a whole minute and a half. Like, I don't want to make you watch a whole minute and a half, but...
I'm like, what? Where did everyone go? Like,
oh, hey. I need to put the picture mode back on, but yeah, anyway.
So where did Mega Man, where our son go? I don't know.
Yeah, so...
Wait, and he built him? Or...
Yeah, he built him! It's Light! It's Dr. Light, the guy who makes all the robots!
Hey, man, nice to meet you. I built you. I know who you are.
Yeah, like... I don't know. Anyway, it's obviously it's not made for us, but... Rest in peace, Mega Man.
R.I.P., man.
Can we just go back to anime Mega Man? Anime did it right the first time.
Remember we watched the preview? It was badass!
It was awesome! And then there's also NT Warrior! Also awesome!
One day.
Well, Jack, where can people find us if they did not happen to be watching this live?
I think it says, at the Red Baron... I think that's right. I'm pretty sure.
That's where they can find you. They can also find me at The Mighty Mike.
Yes. But they can also find us at YouTube at youtube.com/YENetwork and on Facebook at Your Entertainment Network Team.
Yep. and also, obviously, guys, if you're lost, let's see our podcast services everywhere.
Okay, yes, there we go.
We podcast, do this live on twitch.tv/TheMightyMike. But obviously, you know, podcasts work for you. That's why they're here. So enjoy them. Beam right into your earbuds. You don't get great commentary like getting to watch episodes of Mega Man like you did. So
I think that's a very solid. They can like watch along.
Point.
They can watch along with us. We should just have a commentary. See, we pitch it to Cartoon Network.
Yeah, just like listen, the show's bad. Let us save it. Like, you know the worst part about the show? It's produced/created by, I don't know what the exact title is, Man of Action.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah. Think about it. Can you tell me what Man of Action did?
I feel like it's like a well-known show that I really like. I can't remember what it is.
I'm pretty sure it's Ben 10.
Oh, that's hysterical.
He went from making... I'm 99.9% sure. He went from making Ben 10 to making this.
I really also like
how... Yeah, made by Den. Yeah.
I also really like how Ben 10 is, like, low-key.
He made Generator Rex, too, which Generator Rex was so good. Generator Rex is freaking bomb.
I think Ben 10 Alien Force much better than Ben 10.
Yeah, but it was, like, adult. And then a guy in Omniverse got real bad. Like, it was, like... Ben, it was, like... This is how it ranks. It's, like... Generator Rex, Alien Force, Ben 10... Ultimate Omnivore.
Also, if you had told me, like, I remember when Ben 10 first came out, I'm like, okay, this show won't be popular. And apparently, it's, like, one of the best cartoons.
It was so good, dude.
Like,
it was
I
don't so
like,
good.
I was so, like, confused by the whole thing. I just never really got
it
into
also
it.
It also took, like, the Teen Titans not of actually being like, oh, yeah, kids can understand a full overarching story. I guess we'll do that. Like,
and now Mega Man's here.
Yeah, now we got Mega Man. So, thanks for watching and or listening,
guys. You stole
guys.
My powers. Yes, that's plainly obvious.
Yes, I did
in
the
In case
thing.
Anyone didn't notice I did that, I stole your powers.
I stole your power. I did. I literally shouted your name and then schematics. Like, anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching and or listening. We'll be back next week in our new location, which you won't be able to tell because it's a green screen anyway. But
they will know.
New videos on the way, though, once we get set up in the apartment. Yeah. Toodles? I don't know. Is that what people say? Do they say that anymore?
No one says toodles. I don't think I've heard
toodles. I'm just going to stop this before I get more embarrassed. Yeah, so I had to
turn
yes,
it off, please.